Bam.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Separation by now. Obviously, this is does not appear to be a nominal situation.
Yeah, it does appear to be spinning, but I do want to remind everyone that everything after clearing the tower was icing on the cake.
Oh! Oh, yeah. That was my week, everybody. That was my week. Hello. Hello. How are you? So a lot of you know, because I tried to communicate with you as best as I could, this is why you want to be on randyrhoads.substack.com, because I can communicate with you in like a real time by email that way. But a lot of you know that Loretta, my mother, passed away. She was almost 93, came very close to being 93 years old. She died in her sleep. It was the way that you would want to go in your sleep on 420. we buried her on 420. We buried her at 420 on 420 because that's what my mother would have wanted. Not really, but that's what happened. That's how it worked out. And I'm telling you, it's the most horrendous situation to lose a parent. Only because, listen, you know, 92 is a good run. She, as you know, was not, herself. I mean, she was healthy and everything and never had a pain in her life. You know, she had cancer when she was like 52, and it was grim. It was gruesome. And, my sister got pregnant with Jessica. My mother made a vow that she was going to stay alive to see her granddaughter because I would never give her one. And she was correct. So she wanted to stay alive to see my sister give birth to her grandchild, and she literally willed herself through, I can't tell you how many surgeries. I mean, every body part that you don't have to have, she didn't have. They took out everything that you can take out, and the only thing that kept her going was, you know, probably just the sheer will to live, just probably the sheer will to see her kid, because I mean, the chemo that my mother had, you know, it was that good old-fashioned cisplatinum, you know, the kind that makes you nice and nauseous, which is why we introduced the pot into Loretta's life in the first place. And she decided, this is good for you, and learned all the strains and every other thing about. She became the Dr. Joyce Brothers of marijuana and, instilled in me a culture of cultivation. And to this day, I still grow it. I don't smoke it, as you know. But my mother was a lover of the pot because we introduced it to her when she had the cancer. And she literally lived to see Jessica. And Jessica was her whole reason for living. She was everything to my mother. And we had to celebrate her life. But there is this thing that I have discovered that is, I'm going to say, God's anesthesia, which I think puts you into a state of shock so that you can plan a funeral, because, oh my God, it is, the most unbelievable experience to plan a funeral and to call everybody and people you haven't seen and people you haven't spoke to and our friends and your friends and, you know, relatives that, you haven't seen in 400 years, and some good, some bad, some were rekindling, some were like, oh God, get out of my life now, go back to where you were, it was great to see you, but not really. You know, just an amazing thing. It was an amazing, but I will tell you that I got all your messages, all of them on multiple platforms. But I will say that SpaceX Starship, that was not the only thing Elon Musk ever blew up. I mean, Twitter is a mess. It's a garbage heap. It's a dump. It's an actual pile of rubbish is what it is. So, you know, everybody lost their blue check marks, which is now a sign that you have some integrity and dignity. Used to be a sign that you were verified to be who you are to prevent imposters from impersonating journalists, from impersonating newspapers, from impersonating, you know, celebrities who, you know, might want to endorse a candidate or unendorse a candidate or be for something or not be for something. So now you've got everybody that went through the verification process, which is like planning a funeral, basically. You got to get all your papers together, all your papers, get the papers, and present them to, you know, the people, the administrators at the Twitter. You had to show who you were and where you worked and pay stubs and the whole bit. You know, like you had to go through more to get a blue check than you did to get a gun in most of your states. I mean, it's just a ridiculous process. But when you got your blue check mark, it was a signal to the people at large that you were who you said you were. And now the blue check mark is being given to people who pay Elon Musk $8. And if you're a corporation, you're paying him $1,100 a month. Oh, F no. So now the blue check mark is the MAGA hat. That's what the blue check mark signifies now. It's not even a, it used to be a sign that you were who you said you were. It was a verified person. You were listening. And so today I see, you know, I know Stephen King. I'm very lucky to have known him. He owns a radio station in Bangor, Maine, where he lives, called The Zone. And I worked on that radio station, and I was lucky. I mean, Stephen King is a very progressive, thinker, obviously. He's, you know, excruciatingly talented and, you know, very, prolific in his, there's books and then another book and then a movie about the book and then a sequel to the movie about the book. And it's always, you know, it's always a great read. Anyway, Stephen King, who I know is a progressive, right? He was like, oh no, I'm not paying this $8 and Elon Musk is going to trash Twitter and blah, blah, blah. Today, there's a guy on Twitter with Stephen King's likeness and Stephen King's, profile picture and with a blue check mark, and it's not Stephen King. So I'm just hoping that Stephen King will, sort of sue and get everybody to, pay attention to how bogus Twitter has become. Because I try to, send out videos of my, I have so many really cool videos of Loretta. And a lot of you grew up with her just the way that I did. A lot of you know her. A lot of you had a picture of her in your mind's eye. And so, you know, I posted some adorable things that, you know, we went and looked through all of our phones and found as much stuff as we could so that we could show you, you know, whether or not, you know, she met what you had in your head. Because I remember when we first went on video, people said, I always thought you were a very big gal with dark hair, you know, and some people even went as far as telling me what kind of car they imagined I drove. It was a red Mustang. No, I'm a sedan girl, always have been. But I have to tell you that, you know, going to my mom's funeral yesterday was not, just regardless of the emotional lift that it takes to do it, okay, that it actually takes to say goodbye to somebody who was responsible for so much about you, so much about your joie de vivre, so much about your joy of life and your fortitude and your stamina and your ability to see the best in yourself, because she only saw that in me. She never saw any of the confusion or any of the she saw my pimples. She was very clear on my hygiene, very, very clear that I needed to wear makeup, get my bangs off my face. Ha! She was right. Get my bangs off my face and, do something after I put the makeup on to take it off to keep my skin in good shape because I was pimply. But she always told me being pimply was good. It meant I was an oily. And oilies don't wrinkle. The dries, they look like a pocketbook by the time you're 40. So be very happy that you're an oily. But when you put on the makeup, which you must do, you need to take it off and you need to use Vaseline. Oh, yeah. You could laugh as much as you want, but my mother, I saw her yesterday, okay? Not a wrinkle on her face. Not a wrinkle. Vaseline, everybody. But then you have to wash because the Vaseline is the Vaseline, so you have to wash. But anyway, going there and knowing what you're going to do is like an emotional heavy lift. And then on top of it, there's a gas shortage in Florida. And I was on empty. Wait. There's a story. What's happening here is crazy.